Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Ms. J in the morning show.
Hit me.
Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning. Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, Ms. J, and you have tuned in to Ms. J in the Morning, one of the best morning shows in the world. I ain't being cocky. I'm telling you the truth. We are streaming live right now on blogtalkradio.com in 11 different countries. Your girl ain't new to this, but if you're new to the show, welcome. And I am your host, Ms. J, and I am so thankful, I am so grateful for everyone who is tuning in today and each and every Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what time it is in China or in Africa right now, but thank you guys for listening anyway, whether you're listening live or you missed the show and you log back in and you listen to the reruns. Go ahead and share this on Facebook, share it on Twitter, go ahead and snap it and whatever other social media platforms you have, because on today, Ms. J is getting mobbed. Seriously. We have a special guest on this morning, Ms. Stacia Mobbs, creator of Made by Ms. Mobbs and so, so much more. I'm excited about today. I know you guys are excited about today, and by the looks of the switchboard, Miss Mobs is bringing in a whole bunch of people from the East Coast. So I can't wait to say what's up to Miss Mobs. I can't wait to say what's up to everybody else. You'll have an opportunity to chime in today. So if you want to talk to us, if you have any questions, you want to give some constructive criticism, or you just want to give a shout out to everybody or anybody, even if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, however you want to jump in on my thing to have your little few minutes of fame. Just kidding. Make sure you call in from your phone, 646-787-1567. Again, the number is 646-787-1567. You can listen in on your phone, but of course, we are streaming on blogtalkradio.com. If you want to listen on your computer, log into blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the morning. That's M-I-Z-J in the morning. On today's show, we are doing something new, something I want to, you know, add in there for everybody that's new to the show and something I definitely need. Y'all hear me messing up and stumbling over words? We're going to take the first sip. So Ms. J always got the tea, honey. But you might have some coffee. You might have some water, maybe a smoothie, maybe a juice, whatever you got. Put your tops up and let's take a first sip together. I'm for real. I need this coffee. The best part of waking up might be Folgers in your cup, but it's also Ms. J in the morning. So without further ado, on this morning, I want to introduce our special guest host today, Ms. Stacia Mobs. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Stacia. How are you today?
Good morning. I am fantastically well. How are you, Ms. J?
I'm doing much better after the first sip, so I must ask you, for our listeners, what's in your cup this morning?
Water, because coffee, me and coffee right now are not getting along. I am doing a body cleanse, and coffee is not a part of that cleanse. So I have a big old bottle of alkaline water.
All right, she bougie. It's okay. She gonna put me on blast on my own show. No, water is good to drink. No matter what's in your cup, it's all good.
Facts.
We want to go ahead and get forward with the interview. I want to first say thank you for your time. Thank you for an opportunity to share your gifts and sharing with us some insights on the wisdom that you have gained along the way. I want to jump right into it. Can you tell us who is Ms. Mobs and what did she make? Made by Ms. Mobs, how did that come about?
Well, thank you in return for having me on the show. So, you know, this is my first solo radio interview to talk about myself. So I'm really excited. Hello to all my peeps on the line. So who is Mrs. Mobs? First of all, Mrs. Mobs is Stacia. Stacia is a black woman from Atlanta, Georgia, the East Side to be specific. I come from a very, very long line of creative individuals, musicians, artists, musicians and artists, pretty much, just all over the place in my family. My dad, first and foremost, being a muralist. He goes around the country painting murals in schools, elementary, middle, high schools, colleges. He ran the graphics for Orlando Magic, painting all sorts of different structures, inside, outside. Like, my dad is an artistic legend. My mom is an educator. She has her doctorate in education. And so when you have a mother who is into everything education and a father who is essentially a free spirit and just wants to paint the world with color and fill it with, you know, cheer and all of that, you get somebody like me. And then you get people like my brother, who's also a musician, a master musician and artist himself. I have a little sister who just warms my heart. She turns my heart into mashed potatoes. Like, it's crazy. And she's super talented, even at the tender age of six. She's either six or seven, one of them. So here I am just finding my way, and my journey has taken me here now to where I make handcrafted crafts. Obviously, they're crafts, handcrafted. But I make them all by hand. And I've been doing this for years for my friends and for my family. I love giving gifts. And now I'm to the point to where if this is already something that you love to do, then why not do it? So I created a line called Made by Mrs. Mobbs, which mobs me and my gangster last name. Shout out to my husband, Osa. Osa Lee.
Yes.
Osa Mobbs. So that's where the mobs comes from. And my first line will be released shortly, and I have sage bundles that I hand wrap myself using certified organic materials. I have locally grown sage, locally grown roses, locally grown rosemary. It's all sorts of different combinations that I have, but the rose bundles are just to, you know, bring up the vibrations in your home. So I am continuously working on that line right now. I'm almost done, just working out some of the kinks and the specifics, but I'm really, really, really excited about it because I'm literally putting my energy and my love into each bundle, and they are well worth the money. And when you open that box, the aroma that hits you, oh, my gosh, it just,
yes,
it just does something to you. So.
And I'm telling you, those of you who are listening, she's not exaggerating. I got my box, and when I tell you I am super, super excited about what you have developed, it goes beyond just a pretty gift. It goes to something deeper. Like she said, she's putting her energy, her soul into each and every box. And I can tell you guys that I had to come back and get some gifts from her only like a week after I got mine. So it really is true. Now, Stacia, you started out with giving all your shouts out to moms and dads and brothers and sisters, and going into your background, saying your father is a legend, to say the least, as far as all of his works as a muralist. And then you have a brother who I know to be an amazing artist. Those of you who are just tuning in, good morning. We started the show off with a song called Money Counter. My money counter is acting up by Stace, an artist known as Stace, who is Stace's brother. So those of you who have been with me from years ago, you know that Stace's music is not new to the show, but I want you guys to make sure to check him out on iTunes. Actually, just Google it, S-T-A-C-E, Stace and Flyco. Shout out to him
all caps,
over there on the East Coast.
All caps on the Stace, because if I don't
caps.
Say that.
All caps, S-T-A-C-E, Stace and Flyco. Make sure you Google that, and you can find them on iTunes, Spotify, all those musical platforms. And Stacia is no different in being amazing, Made by Ms. Mobbs. We're going to get into some more music real quick, and right after that, we're going to talk a little bit more with Stacia, and we're going to find out what gets her motivated. But shouts out to the family. Shouts out to everybody who is calling in right now. I see you. You might have an opportunity later to talk to Stacia directly, or give a shout-out to whomever you want to. Here's a new artist on Ms. J in the Morning. It's Stacia Mobbs. We're getting mobbed. We'll be right back after this.
Look, y'all might never know. Some shit may never show. But I'm like, fuck it up. Put me in the pan, yeah. Whip me up and cook me, serve my sauces to the Grammys. You might think it's weak, but bitch, I do this for my family. Cardi, not just Cardi, just stand for my uncle and granny. I stay in the A, but I was born by Mr. Pedri. Earth right, no squares in my circle, nigga Klondike. Look, that's a bar, motherfucker, with fouls, that's why I get my cigar, motherfucker. Look, cause I'm with the smoke, not with the coke, did this here for like 10 or so. 10 to go, 10 more, Tennessee, tennis show, cause I'm feeling like,
fuck all my enemies, fuck all my enemies,
you kidding me? Jada Pinkett in 98, here to tell y'all the truth. I hit because all the hate,
And man, we was cool. Sex definitely a mistake. Yeah, the friendship was true, but we knew that that was a mistake. Like, I'm like, fuck it, man, I'm doing it all the fake. Fuck y'all story, fuck y'all glory, I do this for goodness sake. If you step into my presence, don't need you to annotate. Don't tell me you caught my tape, you stopping me from my pay. Hold up, I don't need publicists. I don't need someone to come around me and say that I done spilled my shit. Wrong nigga, we're wrong nigga. I do what I want nigga. You can get gone nigga. You pull your own liquor. Plus I got family and friends that really, really put me on nigga. And I've been doing this since Royal Sound. By the many doing credit now. Told my nigga I'ma hold it down till I hold the crown. Barclay nigga. And I'ma pull up at the Barclay Center. My Barclay agenda. I'm shoveling bars. I went up Barclay. The Barbarian bar none. Nigga, I'm doing barbell chin ups.
Fuck all my enemies. Fuck all my enemies. Oh, you kidding me?
What up? It's your boy O'Mobs, and you know I'm rocking with Miss J in the morning, and it's oh so priceless.
Double up, three or four times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up, never let a hard time humble us,
double up, I ain't telling no lies, I just,
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you, that money, my dreams, come true, my life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Behind, if you let me, I run it, got drowned just to hold.
catch what you can't see. I grew up to be who I wanna be, so the more niggas talk, I'ma shine. Might have been way before it's time. Posted with my back against the wall. Life is a bitch, but she mine. The rag 6'2", she has mine. The west side too, yeah, it's mine. What you know about? Your poster on the wall at the dealership. Leaving the bed, legs trembling. Getting banged on for your penalties. What you know about? Your response be the reason you exist. Lucky I ain't get caught up in the twist. Young nigga, blue pager on my hip, so as the champagne spill and the car accelerate and the feet gon' cry, I'll be going to the bank at least 3-4 times. Get handshakes from the branch managers. We keep doing fly shit when the cameras cut.
Double up, yeah. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew?
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the morning show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Everyone, it's your girl Miss J, and you have tuned in to Miss J in the Morning, one of the hottest morning shows in the world. Yes, I said it, being a little cocky, because we streaming in 11 different countries around the world. No matter if you're calling in America on the East Coast, West Coast, up north or down in the dirty, it don't matter if you're calling from China, it doesn't matter if you're listening in from Africa, it doesn't matter if you're listening in from even Canada, our neighbors, Mexico, however you tuned in, I am thankful and I am grateful for you. Make sure you share this show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever social media platforms you have, blogtalkradio.com/MissJInTheMorning. That's MIZJ in the morning. Thank you, everyone who's calling in. I want to do a quick area code check-in. We got 404-323-770-678, 646-319-238-716, and 773. So no matter where you're calling in, thank you and good morning. We got Mob today. Our special guest is Station Mobs, creator of Made by Miss Mobs. Right before the commercial break, we're playing Station's Get Up and Go playlist. New artist to the show, Barclay, pay me some homage. Giving a shout out to him, new artist is great. Y'all, you know, send me some comments on Facebook if you're listening on your computer or if you're calling in. If you want to give a little shout out, you can talk to us just a little bit. But let me know how you feel about that new artist. And then right after that, Double Up by Nip, R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. Those of you who don't know, unfortunately, yesterday, or rather last night, The artist known as Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed in Los Angeles, California. If you want to know details about the show, it's all over everyone's timeline. No matter where you are, I'm pretty sure you've seen it. And if you haven't, refresh your page and it'll come up. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. It's just really unfortunate when you have such a beautiful soul with talent, such an honest and fiery artist. I know you guys aren't used to that genre of music being played on Ms. J in the Morning, but I love all music, and Nipsey Hussle is definitely one of those top artists that I would definitely keep in rotation in my private listening time. We have Stacia Mobb here on the show, creator of Made by Ms. Mobb. Stacia, I know firsthand that for you and even your husband, hearing the news about Nipsey Hussle last night kind of shook you up. I saw you on Instagram. Do you have anything to say? You want to chime in on the situation? How are you processing another lost artist?
You know, I really don't even know what to say about this one. It just definitely threw me for a loop. Absolutely makes you appreciate life if you don't already. Hopefully we all have an attitude of gratitude when we wake up in the morning, regardless of how you feel and regardless of what you don't want to do, which who you don't want to talk to, whatever drama is going on in your life, if you have any. But just always having an attitude of gratitude. And one of my Facebook friends, about the shooting, this was before the death. So my husband is a huge understatement Nipsey Hussle fan. And so, of course, when I read that Facebook post, and it was from a credible source, the first person that I told was my husband. And so, of course, we're like, man, that's messed up. We didn't know what was going on. There were no details. It was just kind of like, oh, my God, there was a shooting. And so maybe 2 hours later, three hours later, we were at the grocery store, and I'm at the fish counter, and my husband was in the front, like by the chip aisle, but at the other end of the restaurant. But I could see him from where I was at. And I looked at my phone, saw the news of Nip's passing. And as soon as I turned around to call my husband was calling me and crying in the grocery store. Now, if you know my husband, he is 6'3", tall, dark, well, milk chocolate, and handsome, very long locks, from Southside Stockton. Like, he's not the crying, like the typical crying type, but because he is from California, number one, born and raised, and two, huge fan of hip-hop and studies the culture and, into all of that, I just, the only thing that I could do was hurry up and grab my salmon because she was taking kind of long. But the only thing that I could do was to grab my salmon and literally run from the fish counter to the front of the grocery store to hold my husband. Now, I don't want to say anymore because that alone is emotional for me. But
yeah,
Nipsey touched a lot of lives, and my heart goes out to his family, especially Lauren London and their babies, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
To say the absolute least,
without getting too deep, but it's extremely unfortunate. So make sure you tell your people you love them every single day. Just love on people as much as you can. I try to let my people know every single day. I know it gets on their nerves too, because I'll just randomly text you like, I love you. Or you just might go to your mailbox and see a gift from me. I like to show my love, and people text me like, oh my God, I got something in the mail from you. Like, I know, I've been plotting. That was Flynn. You just got to show your people that you love them every single day, because you just never know. You don't.
That's right. It's death and sudden death is always a difficult thing to talk about. It takes a minute to process, and not to say that we want any of our loved ones to go, but after a certain amount of time, if there's a terminal illness, it's processed in a different way. But to, you know, have your loved one there 1 second and the next second have them dramatically taken away, literally
right.
a blink of an eye, it's just a different process. And so just like
sure.
Ms. Mob said, those of you who are out there and you might have some beef with some family members, just check in on them. I'm not saying you got to, you know, be best friends again, but just check in on your loved ones, those of you who are connected to someone in any type of way. Just do a check-in, you know, just send a text or like a picture or jump in their DMs and say, hey, I see you. Do something, because you never know when it'll be the last time you say something to someone, or it'll be really, truly goodbye. That time you get off the phone. But those of you who are out there, I'm thankful for all of you sharing love right here on Ms. J in the Morning with the Stacia Mobs, the MRS period Mobs right here on Ms. J in the Morning. She is the creator of Made by Ms. Mob, handcrafted gifts. I don't even want to call them, the whole Made by Ms. Mob is a gift. Whatever you get from her, it will be a gift for you too. But with all this going on in the world, Stacia, how do you keep yourself motivated? How do you keep yourself functioning in order to run your own business?
Well, you know, I'm new. I'm not necessarily new to entrepreneurship, that's for sure. But as far as having something of my own, my baby, I came up with the idea and I just decided to go for it. Whoever is on board is on board, and whoever is just on, you know, as I always say, you're going to miss the last train of Paris. But this is, hello, but this is my first, you know, journey into just becoming a self-made entrepreneur, I guess, you know, for lack of better words. But as far as keeping myself motivated, affirmations, and the thing about Made by Mrs. Mobs is that I actually live what it is I'm giving. So I'm not, you know, when I say what keeps me motivated, this is whether I had my business or not, whatever I'm going through, like affirmations for me are a must. They're an absolute must. However you think to yourself, whatever you say to yourself, then so be it. So if you tell yourself every day, I am strong, I am this, I am that, and you are affirming yourself, then at some point, the law of energy, at some point, whatever you think, it has to become. So if you, it's pretty much, it's almost like brainwashing yourself, but in a good way. Because there's so many people out here who look in the mirror and they're like, oh my God, I'm so fat. Oh my God, I just, do you see this right here? And it's like, girl, if you don't shut up. But, you know, and it's not to say don't care about how you look or anything like that. No, but when you are telling yourself, you know, I can't do this. I'm so stupid. I'm the worst. I can't stand that. So even with my friends in real life, social media and real life, two different things. But even with my people in real life, I tell them all the time when they start to say little things like that, don't say that. Your subconscious is the most powerful, not an organ, but the most powerful force of your body is your subconscious. You know what I mean? So whatever you feed it, that's what it feeds back to you. So affirmations, every single day, I'm telling myself, I am brave, I am strong, I will seize the day, I am a god or goddess, whatever. I look in the mirror and I see God. What else? I am loving, I am kind, just whatever it is, and you have to encourage yourself so that your actions will follow that as well. You got to be the person now that you want to be in the future. You got to start doing that now. You know what I mean? You can't wait. You can't wait and wait and wait and wait and wait to want to be a better person. You got to start doing that now. Not to say that it's going to be easy or that you're not going to mess up, that you're not going to stumble or whatever, but as long as you're always putting a foot forward, that's still motion. That's still progress. Okay, so that's the first thing.
Most definitely. You preaching, girl. Go ahead on.
Did you feel that one in your Shonda?
We're tuning in right now. I just want you to know, this is truly her. I mean, I know Stacia personally, so I have the privilege of getting this more than one time from her. But the truth is the truth. And I love it all. I appreciate it. But right quick before we jump back into the interview. I want to welcome those of you who are calling in right now. Pretty soon, I'm going to open the lines for you guys to say, hey, if you have any questions or anything like that. So when I give you the cue, what you need to do is press 1. If you have a touch tone phone, if you're on your computer listening, you can call in. The call-in number is 646-787-1567. Again, 646-787-1565. And that's the call-in if you want to speak to myself or Stacia Mob. You want to give a shout-out, press number 1. The lady will prompt you, and then we'll bring you on. Now, please listen carefully. Please listen carefully. And I know somebody's going to mess up. What I'm going to do is call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. This is live radio, and those of you who are on the switchboard calling in from your phones, I can only see your phone number. We don't have caller ID. I don't know your name. I don't know who you are. So if you don't know your cell phone number, the number you're calling from, check that real quick, because I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your telephone number to bring you on live if you have something to say. It's Ms. J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who is tuning in. We are live streaming in 11 different countries. Yes, and I love it. And our special guest today is Stacia Mobbs, creator of Made by Mrs. Mobbs. Now, she's getting deep, putting out positive energy, positive vibes. You guys know how I feel about that. On Ms. J in the morning, even dropping some nuggets of wisdom about affirmation, speaking to yourself, stop the self negative talk. And you guys who have been rocking with me for a long time know the mantra that we have here on Ms. J in the morning. If you don't, let's go ahead and go through it. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Repeating that over and over again will help you get through some, you know, difficult or stressful situations. I try. Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect. I fail plenty of times. But if you keep repeating that to yourself and some of the affirmations that Stacia shared with us today, I am beautiful. I am strong. I am successful. One of her favorite mantras, when I look in the mirror, I see God. Knowing that you are a God or a goddess, Stacia takes a lot. I know the journey. I'm still on the journey. So while you're on the journey as an entrepreneur, you're on the journey as a wife, you're on the journey as an artist in your own right, staying motivated is very important. But how does one get that thing we call balance? How do you balance it all?
Well, you know, I don't know. You just kind of do it. But you just kind of do it. But one thing that I started taking extremely serious once I turned 30, because right now I'm 31, but once I turned 30, it's like this switch went off in my brain. And I think it's something so special about a woman, especially a Black woman, turning 30. And it's like, it's like you wake up and you're like, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it is I want to do that makes me happy. My grandmother is like that. Shout out to Nana in Peekskill, New York. But
hey,
my
Nana,
grandmother is, hey, Nana, my grandmother is unapologetically her, okay? She's not doing anything that she does not want to do. My mother is the same way. So, I mean, you know, I guess at some point I had to turn into my mom. So that's why starting to happen slowly. But, you know, once I turned 30, I said, I'm going to do whatever it is I want to do that makes me happy. And I try to do that every day. Matter of fact, it's not a try. I do that every single day. I do something that makes me happy, even if it's just going to Walmart, which is one of my favorite stores, you know, just going to Walmart and picking up a couple of items or not doing anything at all. That is okay. And that's something that I had to realize too. Like, it is okay to do nothing at all. Now, you can't do that every day. But
okay, wait.
For you to
wait. Wait. You got to repeat that, because that you can't just say something like that and leave people out hanging. You mean to tell me that you can't run around busy all the time and got two phones and everything else and a tablet and a laptop and get business done as an entrepreneur. You can't do that every day as an entrepreneur. There are some days you absolutely do nothing.
There are some days that I do absolutely nothing, and I don't feel bad about it at all, and I have a bottle of champagne as well.
Yes!
Right there. And that's okay.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Last Thanksgiving, it's like two or three Thanksgivings ago, I decided to, I'm not going to anybody's house. I'm not cooking. I'm not doing anything. I went to, y'all, and I'm not kidding. I went to Cracker Barrel. This is in Atlanta. I went to Cracker Barrel and got a whole bunch of takeout food the day before, put it in the fridge, went to Piccadilly. I still like Piccadilly. Screw y'all. Piccadilly is good. So I went to Piccadilly. Y'all sleeping on Piccadilly. Look, I was raised
in
Piccadilly.
You just said Piccadilly on this show live about 5 times. So Piccadilly, you owe me.
I said what
and
I said. Piccadilly is good. Right. I went the day before and got all the foods that I wanted, put them in the fridge, went to the store, got about 4 bottles of champagne, went to the Red Box, and I sat in my living room all day long in my pajamas drinking champagne and watching movies and eating takeout on Thanksgiving, and I was okay. And it's okay to do that. You don't always have to commit to stuff. It's okay to say no. And these are things that I have had to learn for myself. So I'm not just saying this just to say it, but these are things that I've actually had to learn from myself, just doing whatever it is that makes you happy. I just got into hiking not too long ago and exploring and just going to things. My best friend, Kia, shout out to her. She just got her CPA license, young black woman in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to her. But, you know, my best friend Kia and I decided to go see all of the 7 wonders of Georgia. Most people didn't even know 7 wonders of Georgia existed. But it's just the two of us, and we're going all around Georgia, you know, different Saturdays, and we would make sure that we both had the days off, and we would just go explore and just seeing stuff. We went to Carabana last year, and we took a detour to go to Niagara Falls because I said, well, if we're already up here, then why not?
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, we got to stop just dreaming and wishing and just go do it. I'm just at that point in my life. Like, I'm tired of talking, and I just want more action. That's it.
Taking action in your life is helping you become a greater achiever in your business, a new entrepreneur, and also working on the balance of it all. Those of you who are listening, if you need to get a paper, pen, jot these things down right after show, even though we are live right now streaming on blogtalkradio.com, you'll be able to download the show, but you have to follow my show in order to have those capabilities. So you log on to your computer or even your handheld device, blogtalkradio.com/MizJ in the morning, M-I-Z-J in the morning. Now, I suggest that you download the show, play it back again. Sometimes you got to listen to a few things a few times over and over again to make it a habit. But make sure you are holding on to these nuggets of wisdom. Now, she told her age, 31 years old, out here, black woman from Atlanta, doing some amazing things with what she has naturally. Y'all know right here on Miss J in the morning, we give y'all some good stuff. I don't like to bring people on that really ain't got nothing going on with your life. And if you haven't figured it out yet, it's okay. But let's see some progress. Let's see some fruits of all that labor that you're doing. Shout out to everyone who is calling in, listening live. If you want to speak to Stacia, you have a question, if you want to give a shout out, go ahead and push 1 to get in the queue to speak. We already have some people wanting to say something. So what we're going to do is get into some music right quick. And right after this song, we're going to open the lines. Stacia Mobbs right here on Miss J in the Morning. We are playing Stacia Mobbs' Get Up and Go playlist, a new artist to Miss J in the Morning, Barclay. Here's another one. Let me know what you think.
Clear the park!
Ransom. Ransom. Ravina. has arrived. Well, it's looking like it's about to be a great night. Just touched down back home from a late flight. These rappers don't want smoke, hashtag fake life. When the stakes get high, I get a steak knife. Let's feast, I found out what success leads. Just know I'm right around the corner like next week. Say, look, babe, I got class, but don't test me. Cause I had you on your knees like a stress priest. Let's stay focused, can't play focus, not this year. I had the vision for a minute, but not this clear. They say a snake's in the garden like Knicks fans. So I got a ball on them like Knicks gear. Eating better, drinking water, my piss clear. You can't find this gear on your stick ship. Fly it in any piece of paper you promote with. My life's a Travis Scott ad-lib. It's lit, it's lit. I've been running around the city. I've been feeling like a guy. Running out with the squad. Money talk, I just nah. I've been grinding like a skater. Tell them haters time to get up on their job. I've been feeling like a guy. I've been feeling like a guy. Woo. I've been feeling like a guy. Woo. I've been feeling like a guy. Woo. I've been feeling like a guy. I've been feeling like a guy. I've been feeling like
murder,
a guy.
Murder, murder, verse 2 like it's verse 1. Putting on for Maryland like the turf's on. The game playing the same, man, let's work on. Get Franklin's with the family, where the Kirk on. I've been nice since next tail with the chirp on. Don't make me make your favorite rap on my first song. Or Daughter Slaughter, whoever, I don't discriminate. That go for J. Cole, Wale, Big Crit, Kendrick, Drake. Since name dropping is the only way to get it popping. While I'm at it, might as well throw a big in pocket. I could care less about whoever say they feel away. Cause if the critics talking, that just let me know the critics watching. Stay tuned, hater, pull up on your shorty in the whip. You on a bus, I'm in your crib like Road Raiders. Throw back, toe, let girl, hold that thought. I'm trying to put pause on this paper, let's resume later. Woo! I've been running around the city. I've been feeling like a guy. Running out with the squad. Money talk, I just nah. I've been grinding like a skater. Tell them haters, time to get up on their job. I've been feeling like a guy. I've been feeling like a guy. Woo! I've been feeling like a guy. Woo! I've been feeling like a guy. Woo! I've been feeling like a guy. I've been feeling like a guy. I've been feeling like a guy.
Correction to everyone who is tuning in. That is not Barclay. That is Ransom Rosina. Am I saying that right? I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. But a new artist right here on Ms. J in the morning. Shout out to new artists and Station Mob's playlist. Getting mobbed right here on Ms. J in the morning. Thank you, everyone who is tuning in. Make sure you tune in every Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter if you're listening live or you're streaming, or if you're listening while we're streaming live or listening later to the playback. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, in the last 10 minutes of the show, we have a few callers that want to speak to Stacia, have some comments. Here are the rules. Please listen. Y'all, this is live radio, so don't make me look bad. I am going to call out the last four digits of your phone number. Once I call out the last four digits of your phone number, I will say good morning, and you can speak to Stacia or give a shout out. So let's get right to the switchboard. Caller 1608-1608, you are live on the air. Good morning.
See, people don't listen.
Area code 770, last four digits 1608. You are live on the air with Ms. J in the morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's your girl Carmen checking in, Stacia.
Hi, Carmy.
What up? What up?
Oh, you know, just good chilling,
morning,
chilling.
Carmy.
Good morning. Just wanted
Thank
to send some love all the way from the A.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. I love it.
Have
love
a
your
good
playlist.
Day. Thank you very much.
Thank
shout out to
so
Stay.
Much.
Shout out to Barclay and Ransom Rosina.
I said it right. Yes, Ransom Rosina. Thank you so much for
yes.
tuning in. Those of you who are calling in, hit number one if you want to request to give a shout out. Show some love to Stacia. We're going to take about two more callers. Those of you who rush in, call 646-787-1565. Again, 646-787-1565. I'm going to call out the last four digits of your phone number, phone number 1323. You are live on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. J.
Good morning.
All right.
Is
good morning,
mother?
Girl. Yes, it is.
Hi,
your mother.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all the love and support.
Of course. I am so excited because this is my first time ever in life calling a radio station or a podcast. Calling in. So, I feel accomplished. Hashtag accomplished. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag
and I'm a very proud mom. Yes, hashtag accomplished. I am in the car, and I have a few minutes to spare before an appointment. I've been listening to the show since, you know, the introduction, the musical introduction where you played my son's song, I Can Make It Rain If I Wanted To. I said, is that your brother? So I was texting Stacia. So yeah, I am a mother that is I'm still on the cusp of what my children are doing, even though they're grown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations, Miss J, to your show.
Thank
You're
you.
You're doing some
Thank
great
you
things.
So
yeah, bringing good music to the people and good information, and that's great, you know, coming from an educator standpoint. So, you know. I hear you, Stacia, and congratulations to my daughter who has launched her own business, and I'm very proud of her and her brother as well. So all of the things that she's talked about on your show
yeah.
this morning, I can confirm and even dialogue about it if you so wish, but I'm very proud of both of you, and I'm just extremely proud of Stacia and her brother. So there you have it from the mom standpoint.
Yes.
Thank you,
Thank
my
you
mom.
So much.
Really Thank
do.
You. I love you.
I really do appreciate you calling in and your support and giving a shout out to the mothers out there that are celebrating their children. At the top of the show, those of you who have been rocking with Ms. J in the morning, you know that the artist is not new to the show. If you want to listen to his music, he has a plethora of albums on iTunes and Spotify, but go ahead and Google all caps. Stace. I'm just excited and I'm thankful for all of you who are calling in this morning. We have only a few more minutes left in the show. We have Stacia Mobbs, creator of Made by Miss Mobbs, right here on Ms. J in the Morning. If you missed it from the beginning, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the Morning. That's M-I-Z-J in the Morning to listen to the show from the beginning. So, Stacia, in the last 5 minutes, I want you to share some advice that you have for anyone who is listening, who is thinking about, you know, taking that leap of faith, so to speak, and starting their own business, and also include how can we follow up with you and how can we get this made by Miss Mom?
Oh, for sure. Well, first, you can follow me on Instagram at Made by Mrs. Mobbs. That's exactly how it is spelled, Made by Mrs. M-R-S. Mobbs, and that's M-O-B-B-S, two B's in the middle. That's on Instagram. I'll be launching a website soon, but for now, just start on Instagram because that's where everything is going to be posted and announced. I have not officially launched my line yet. That's why I'm even more grateful for being on the show today.
and just seeing all of the support and the love, because I haven't even launched yet. So that's
your launch date. Do you have a launch date in mind that you'll be making the announcement soon?
I do not have a launch date in mind because the universe has not revealed that to me yet, so I can't speak on it just yet, but it will be soon. But it will be soon. Just a couple of tidbits for people that I have before we leave. You know, starting a business, I don't even have all of the answers, so I can only speak on what's working for me. The first thing that I did before I was pushed into this entrepreneurship journey was just to check and double check my circle first. Like, I really had to evaluate, sit back and evaluate and observe who I was attaching myself to and who I was allowing into my space and who I was allowing myself to give my energy to. And once I did that, when you, I don't know if anybody has ever prayed the prayer of, God, just reveal the snakes in my circle and take them away. Don't pray that prayer until you are ready, because it's going to reveal so much to you that you might be in denial about, you might be depressed about. Like, that's really what started my self-discovery journey. And Made by Mrs. Mobbs is just one of those manifestations that came out of that. And so first I just had to check and double check my circle. And the energy that you put out is the energy that you're for sure going to receive. I love, that's one of my superpowers, is that I just love people. I don't necessarily love being around people, but I just love loving on people. And I've always been like that. When I was a kid, and my mom will tell you, she'll probably call back in and tell the story, but when I was a kid, I was so shy. I was so shy, so reserved, scared, and all of that. Like, all of our home videos, if you watch our home videos, you'll see my brother on dancing and singing and playing the drums and, you know, doing James Brown impersonations, even as an adult. But when we were kids, you know, that we have all of that on tape. My little sister is like that too. But my home videos, I'm just standing there. I'm just sitting there, just in the corner, just being cute and quiet. And I was okay with that. So being around people is not really my thing. So if I call you my people, you're my people for real. That's pretty much how I operate. But I just love on people. So it's either give all of your love or give nothing at all. And because that's something that I already do, I'm a free thinker, I'm a free giver, I'm a free lover. And because that's something I already do, this Made by Mrs. Mobbs line is just coming so easily for me. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like things I would just be doing anyway, but now I'm just doing a lot of them, if that makes sense. It is all handcrafted, so it might take up to 2 weeks for shipping, just putting that legal disclaimer out there, because if you request something and I have to produce it and I have to think of the idea, you know, I don't want you to get a half-wrapped bundle of sage. I don't want your sage leaves to be falling out the bottom. So I had to perfect my craft, and I'm at the point to where now it is ready to be, you know, revealed to the world. And this is just my first collection. I have a ton of things that will be released as time goes by, but these sage bundles are like, they're my babies. I make them. I never wrap if I'm in a bad mood. If there's bad energy in my home, I won't touch the sage. Only when I am peaceful, when I am, you know, happy or whatever, then that's when I wrap the sage. So it's not like, it's not that hoodoo and voodoo. My mom says that all the time.
Right. I hate to cut you off, Stacia, but we have gotten to the end of the show. We've gone way to our capacity, and we've had a great time. Thank you so much for being on the show. Those of you who want to know more, make sure you follow Instagram, Made by Mrs. Mobbs. The link will be on my Facebook. Also, you can download the show right after you listen, blogtalkradio.com, Ms. J in the Morning, M-I-Z-J in the Morning. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Stacia, for being on the show. I had a great time with
you.
Peace and blessings.
to you all. Yes, and I'll talk to you next Monday.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Ms. J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.